a tantric ode to my macabre teenage self. It's the job of a teenager to rebel. What do we rebel against? Look, I'm present tense still identifying as her. We rebel against what isn't permitted, whether it's what is taboo within our family, religion, culture, society, peer group. There will be something. When I feel into the gestalt of teenage years, they are just becoming conscious in a world that is overwhelming and soon will be theirs to conquer or be conquered by. It's a rough age. Teenagers palpably, instinctively tune into what is being ignored, brushed off, swept under the rug. Children growing into teens feel into the shadows of the culture and adults around them. Why do you think they are able to get under their parents' and teachers' skin so successfully? They have a sixth sense about these things, and I believe it's a very natural part of each generation. If we look again at the principle of Sponda, the wave that was ignored by one generation will invariably come to light with the next. The currents of reality cannot be ignored forever. So, as a teenager, I was fascinated with the macabre. My friends and I were all just getting the internet during our teenage years, and we would search out some pretty awful websites showing dead bodies, people who had been decapitated, or other horrific accidents, among other things. Anyone who remembers this website in particular, feel free to not remind me. The media and general culture I grew up with was quite sanitized from death and gore, unless it was particularly for entertainment purposes. Part of me thought it was strange that I found some kind of entertainment with these dark things. Was there something wrong with me? As I got older, some part of my instincts stayed online, where I found it continually flat feeling when the media sanitized stories about mass shootings or war. The Columbine shooting was my generation. It should have stopped there. It should have never happened. 9/11 happened a week before we were sent off to university. What world were we being sent out into? Once upon a time, the media did share imagery, and it disturbed people too much. Perhaps their ratings dropped some, so they stopped. What's the problem with being disturbed, though? We need to feel disturbed when things are disturbing. Feeling flat or feeling just a twinge of sympathy is not enough. It's not real, it's manipulation. What happens when you're disturbed, when you're deeply disturbed, you make it stop. We are moved in ways to make it better. We are not flat. We find ways to be with reality as it truly is. Then when I landed in non-dual tantra and in a more animistic awareness of reality, it all came together for me. In many of these cultures, they have ritualized practices to incorporate all aspects of reality. None of it is whitewashed or sanitized from our eyes. In an extreme example, some lineages actually meditate on corpses. Did you know Shavasana, corpse pose, you are actually meant to contemplate on your own death and decaying body? Why do this? Well, when we are intimately in tune with the finiteness of our existence, people are generally a lot happier. The life energy we use up by egoically gripping onto life prevents us from actually living. We treat ourselves, we treat one another, we treat the earth and her creatures with a whole lot more preciousness and reverence. We deeply feel how this moment right now will never happen again. That moment you just heard, gone. Poof. This moment right now, this body, this you, with all the joy, the sorrow, the longing, the pain, the dreams, the pulsating heartbeat, stunning eyes you see this world through, this is it. This is it. This is it. And this is what I now understand about my teenage self being irresistibly and disturbingly drawn to the macabre. She sensed deeply, instinctively, that these things fundamental to our reality that were being hidden from sight. We cannot hide things if we want to actually live. I'm not sure if this is by definition an ode. It certainly is an honoring, however. Those instincts we have to look at what is ignored. Always listen to them. Don't always trust your interpretation of the instinct, however. That can be very dangerous territory. Interpretations must be dissected and discerned. What is ignored is still part of our existence, whether a people, a culture, a media, a religion want to admit it or not. Next time you end your yoga class with Shavasana, feel your bones. Let them rest on the earth while you rest and you melt into her. She is your mother. She is you. Breathe fully while you are here. See with clear eyes while you are here. Love it all. Love is not always sweet and nice. Love is also fierce and honest and many, 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 many things. Love is